afternoon. Warren Huntley is with us with his preview. We've got the nine races today, Warren.
Yeah, we have, Nards, and sounds like we're going to get a good surface, and it's had a nice bit of time for some recovery, and sounds like Chris has got the track in terrific order, and feedback from Terry O'Sullivan with the Breakfast Club this morning too, that he was thrilled with the state of the track.
Well, we kick things off with a high weight maiden plate over the 1600, where runners 2 and 3 come out. We've got number 4 Digress at $3.40, down to Sentimentalist, who is at $1.50, the short price favourite.
Deserves to be favoured. If you're keen on taking those type of odds, there might be better opportunities at on other occasions. But he's going well. He can make his own luck. And first use of what's a pretty fresh track, he might be able to win number 7, Sentimentalist. Digress is an interesting runner. First run for Steve Pateman, formerly with the Godolphin operation. Had a long time away. First run here is a gelding, but if Steve's kicking off at 1600 metres, you would think he's got a good grounding. The horses with a run under the belt this preparation, I put 1 Avachat and 10 Rebel Excel in his next best in a race that does fall away. 7, 4, 1, 10.
7 from 4, 1 and 10. We go to the second. This is a high weight over 3600. Take out runners 3, 10, 12, 14, and also the 15. We've got number 1 Doc Holliday and also 2 The Dominator. They're both at 650. Barge in Charge at 330. Mysterious Island at 9. Way of the Storm 7. Khalidi is at $4.40, and Tough Vintage is at $9.50.
A bit of uncharted territory here. Now it's on the flat out to 3600 metres, but for the high weight jocks. I'm going to go with number 7, Khalidi, who's deep into a preparation, and there really would be no improvement in her, you would think. But it was okay out to the 2,800 metres at Echuca going back a couple of starts ago, and I'm thinking has as good a chance as anything in an even race. 7, Khalidi had a full start in charge, who's perhaps still on the up this preparation. 1, Doc Holliday's looking like he'll run this trip out on the flat. He certainly just keeps going at that one bat, as most of these do, and probably ditto for number 13, My Sophia, who's also deep into a preparation. Not a lot of confidence, but I thought 7 would give you a really good sight. 7, 4, 1, 13.
7, 4, 1 and 13. The third, 3-year-old maiden, 1300. Take out runners 4, 6 and also 7. Number 1, Agent Fiscal at 480, along with Bellum at 480 and Berry Dangerous at 480. Igniter at 2.15.
Going with Igniter, Nards, but I'm not that enamoured in what I've seen from the jump outs of and trials of the unraced horses, and Igniter just had no luck at all and was in the market to some extent, single figures, first up at Bairnsdale, and just got hopelessly held up back inside them and just didn't get out at all. Arguably fitted with that run under the belt out to 1,300 metres. Certainly has shown talent. Number 5, Igniter. Of the horses unraced, I thought 2, Bellum, closed off a jump out quite nicely recently in the same heat as number 3, Berry Dangerous, and 1, Agent Fiscal from the Danny O'Brien stables. Been okay in jump outs and trials, and I think a lot of those horses will get over a bit further pretty soon into their career. 5, 2, 3, 1.
5 from 2, 3 and 1. Now race 4, 1300 metre fillies and mares race. Take out the 7. We've got number 2, B2B at 4.40, 9.50 Vibrant Vixen, down to Camille at 7, $3 for Harlan Express, and Rather Fantastic is at 5.
I'm pretty keen on Harlan Express here, Nards. I think with a couple of runs under the belt this preparation, she's going to be able to roll forward from that wider draw. Linda Beach rode her last start and just was back in behind them at 1,200 metres, and I thought looked capable of getting a bit further forward if the gaps were there from a wider barrier draw and up to 1,300 metres here. I think she might get into a nice spot, and I like her. Number 11, Harlan Express. At odds, I thought a jump out recently of number 6, She's Deadly, who's on debut, looked to travel quite comfortably, had a good cruising speed but wasn't tested at any stage, and 2 on debut for the Weir stable in 10, Kamel, and 2, B2B, who also went around in a jump out recently, and the same jump out. Kamel seemed to work home solidly under a little bit of urging. I've got her just ahead of number 2, B2B. Keen on 11, ahead of 6, 10 and 2.
So we go 11 from 6, 10 and 2 in race number 4. We look at race 5. Now, this race is over 1,100. Take out runners 7 and also the 9. We've got number 3, No Parole, at 6, 2.40 for Talk 'em Around, $9 for Vongatesque, $5.50 Mumbles, Countess de Galvez is at $8.50, and then you've got Lady Vega at $8.50.
There's been a bit of a move this morning positively for 5 Talk 'em Around, and that's probably what you'd want to see. Last preparation form ran the likes of Hell Crimson and Petrell's a really good form reference. Resuming here, I'm going to go with 5 Talk 'em Around, but haven't seen a trial or jump out. well educated at the jump outs as number three, No Parole, was strong to the line for the Weir stable in the most recent hit out. 10 Mumbles, has shown ability, resumes here with the winkers off. And 13 Lady Vegas, probably got to get back a little bit from that barrier draw, but I did like the way she closed off her most recent jump out. 5-3-10-13.
Race number 6 is the first leg of the quaddie. You can take out runners 2 and 8. We've got number 1 for Moosa at 380. Delightful Cat at 8. 550 Miss Nitro. Down to Chalcidian at $4. $5 for Cheeky Reward.
Market suggests it's an open race, and I tend to agree, Nards. I just thought there might be improvement with a couple of runs this preparation in number 6, Chalcidian. Gets the blinkers and a tongue tie going on today, and not too badly treated with the claim. Going to go with 6, Chalcidian, ahead of Famusa, who was good to the line winning last start. She's right into her preparation, so no improvement in her, but she's going well. Miss Nitro might give a sight, riding the speed, fitter for 3 runs back from a spell, and Cheeky Rewards limited, but honest. 6-1-4-9.
So we go 6 from 1-4-9 in the first leg of the quaddie. We go to the next, which of course is race 7. This is over 1600, and we've got the 3, Silence the Stars at 550, Millie the Missile at 7, and then we're down to Egyptian Gold at $2.30.
Yeah, I'm with one at a bit of odds here, Nards, in number 1, Elite Tiger. I just think getting fitter from an inside draw can roll forward, give a terrific sight. I think the track will hold up nearer the inside here with the fact that it's had a decent break and we're on a good 4. And I think Elite Tiger's going very well and pretty well graded in this grade. Was in a benchmark 70 last start. Fitter, 1, Elite Tiger, hit a 1 and Warrior, who was reasonable first up, will be fitter. And that comes through the same race as number 2, Revelous, who will need a little bit of luck from the draw, but he's going well. And Egyptian Gold's in the race, I think, needs a bit of luck from that draw. And now I just thought it was a bit tight in the market. 1 each way, ahead of 5, 2 and 12.
So 1 from 5, 2 and 12. We now go to race 8, and you can take out runners 14 and 15. Number 1, Laura Kane, is at 320. 260 for High Suppose, and then we're looking at Lady Annabelle at 7.
Short enough, I'd want some insurance in the quaddie, Nards, but I'm going with number 8, High Suppose, who's consistent, 4 runs back this prep. They've been merit in all of those and was only narrowly beaten last start. After doing a bit of work riding the speed, going to go with 8, High Suppose, ahead of 1, Laura Kane, who's an interesting runner. There was no real expectation, went around $41 on debut and won well. So should even be improved with that run under the belt. But the $41 SP says it got under some people's guard. Just didn't know what to expect second up, but I like the debut victory. Lady Annabelle, number 13, can make her own luck riding the speed, particularly from an inside draw, and maybe Centenary Shot getting fitter next best. I do think the race revolves around the top three for me. 8, 1, 13 and 5.
8 from 1, 13 and 5. And then we go to race number 9, the final event, over 1,300. Take out runners 14, 15, 17 and the 18. Number 1, Crash Cranick at 650, careering away 280. $5 for Blanaka, and then we're looking at 5 for Rosser Antico.
I think it's a really even race, Nards, and I could be way off beat here, but last time I looked at tab.com.au, number 5, Q for Quality, was about $34, and I thought ran well. First up, last preparation. Recent jump out was really encouraging, just seemed to ride the speed, relatively good time for the morning, and just seemed to trial really nicely, and I thought had as good a chance as anything, and he's good odds, number 5, Q for Quality. Ahead of careering away, who'll be fitter for 1 run back from a spell. There's been a little bit of a hiatus between runs just through wide barrier draws, etc., but the first up run was good, will be fitter. I like the way Blue Knacker's trialled up, just seems to be able to pace himself a little bit better in the most recent jump out that I've seen, so looks like Dan O'Sullivan's just teaching him to pace himself that little bit. And 11, Rosso Antico, was good first up and will be fitter. 5 each way at big odds, ahead of 2, 7, 11.
So 5 from 2, 7, 11. And what's your best Roffey Quaddy and your play of the day?
I'm going to go with my best as race 4, number 11, Harlan Express, Nards. And look, I'll go with the value, race 9, number 5, Q for Quality. Also think race 7, number 1, Elite Tigers, a little bit over the odds. For the Quaddy, first leg 1, 4, 6 and 9. Second leg 1, 2, 5 and 12. Numbers 1, 8 and 13 in the third leg. And home with numbers 2, 5, 7, 11. And I'm going to try and get something out of that last race. I think there's some value around a couple of the runners there. I'm going to play Cornellas and Exactas in race 9 with numbers 2, 5 and 7.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Byron.
Thanks, Nard.